listeners. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, May 17th. In a sea of wary sentiment, could the retail sector buoy the markets? Today, investors continue to absorb earnings from big box retailers and await key retail sales data. Yesterday, markets couldn't hold on to Friday's rally, ending mostly mixed, with the Dow up marginally by 0.08% and the S&P 500 closing in the red by about 0.4% and the NASDAQ posting a loss of 1.2%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing this morning? I'm watching the S&Ps. Look at them. They're up 1.44%. That's positive. The fact of the matter is everything on my screen is pretty much green. The reasons why is because of China. They came out yesterday and this morning talking about the end of their lockdowns. If China ends their lockdown, you're really going to be looking at more economic activity happening in the short term, which is a positive for global markets, which is why you see what happened in Tokyo overnight. Tokyo was up 100 points or, 0.42%. Hong Kong was up 3.27% or 652 points. You look over at London this morning, they're up 60 points or about 0.8%. Germany, they're up 1.42% or about 200 points. So you see this momentum going on globally because of, the China action. We did get some earnings, some positive, some negative this morning, but we do have that retail sales report that's coming out this morning. That could really be a benefit because we're expecting that to show like a 1% gain. So I feel that the sentiment is positive this morning. And, I feel like maybe, you're starting to realize that the markets perhaps have overpriced the risk of a recession happening within the next 6 to 12 months. We're going to be hearing from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell today. That could be very interesting. He's going to be taking questions. So, yeah, we got I'm looking at crude oil. Crude oil, $115 a barrel for WTI, $115.39. Whereas in Brent is also at $115.55. That spread between them is narrow. It's as narrow as I've seen it in years. I mean, we're talking, 16 cents? Wow. We're going to keep an eye on oil. Oil's rising because of China reopening. But there is some concern with oil with respect to Europe not getting into an agreement with all the EU states. Hungary was the one country that was most vocal, saying they didn't want to be, they want to continue importing oil from Russia. But there were others. It's going to be country by country. We'll have to see what happens. Certain countries are taking oil from Russia, but I think China reopening their economy, that's really what's causing oil prices to move higher this morning. But that's what I have for you, this morning, Emily.
Bill, we both mentioned it already that there have been some earnings releases from big companies and some to look ahead to. So give us a rundown of today's earnings action.
Well, last night we had Take-Two Interactive. That's ticker TTWO, TomTom, William Oscar. Now, these guys missed by 9 cents, and they did it on lower revenue. But the stock is up because, they're proving that people are still running video games. They're still playing video games. Their guidance has always been very conservative. And the street is expecting, benefits to this stock as some of these new games that they're coming out with start to be released. So Take-Two, you're seeing it up 5% this morning after an earnings miss. Rocket Labs, that's ticker RKLB, Richard Kilo, Larry Boy, they missed by 2 cents and they did it on lower revenue, yet that stock is up 2.59% this morning. Weber, that's ticker WEBR, William Edward Boy Richard, they missed by $1.20 on lower revenue. And Weber's seeing, lower guidance. So yeah, that stock's off big. Then, coming up, we have, for this morning, we had Walmart, they, you know, Walmart released earnings and they missed by 18 cents, but they did it on higher revenue. Now, you look at Walmart, the stock this morning, it's taken a hit. It's down 6.38% this morning, or about $9.50. At some point, you have to really realize that this is temporary for Walmart. Walmart, you know, was paying up for goods. They're paying up for the shipping of the goods, for moving those cargo ships from China to alternate ports inside of the U.S. to make sure they had product. So they had to pay up. So yeah, it was inflation related. So you do think that that's got to come down, but yeah, to be down $10, don't think it can't go down another 10, because it can. But somewhere along that line, it really starts to become an opportunity to own one of the biggest retailers in the U.S. Home Depot beat by 42 cents, and they did that on higher revenue, ticker HD, Henry David. You look at Home Depot this morning, it's up 3.04%. You know, historically, Home Depot comes out with these great earnings, and they're not able to hold the gains. I don't like trading them for that reason. But, you know, the stock's up 3% this morning. We'll see if they're going to be able to hold those gains or not. JD.com, that's ticker JD, John David, they beat by 16 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 8.5% this morning. Upcoming, we've got a number of good reports coming out. We have TJ Maxx, Tom John X-Ray. Their EPS estimate is 60 cents, and the expected move here is 6.24%. Lowe's, the retailer, that's ticker LOW, Larry Oscar William, their EPS estimate is $3.24, and their expected move is 7.25%. If you look at Lowe's, they're up 3% this morning in conjunction with Home Depot. Analog Devices, that's ticker ADI, Apple David India. Their EPS estimate is $2.12, and the expected move here is 4.83%. Target, another retailer, ticker TGT, Tom Grace Tom. Their EPS estimate is $3, and the expected move here is 6.59%. You got to be a little cautious after seeing those Walmart earnings. Maybe buy a put if you own some stock on Target. This could be a cautious quarter for Target. That's what I really have for earnings for you that's upcoming, Emily.
And let's now shift to those economic events. We did allude to some of these in the opening of the show. There's a full docket of reports today, along with a lot of Fed speak. We have the retail sales report coming out. We're going to be hearing from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. So, Bill, give us a look at everything we should be watching today in terms of economic events.
Yeah, the key one for me today is that retail sales report that's due out 1 hour before the market opens. It's expected to show a 1% increase, in April. The March report was positive as well. So, you know, inflation is still there. It's still a concern, but I do think we're going to see a positive traction in the retail sales report. But if it's lower than, 1%, that could be a concern for the markets. At 9:15 a.m., 15 minutes before the market opens, we get a report on industrial production. At 10 a.m., we have business inventories. Also at 10 a.m., we have the housing market index being released. In terms of Fed speak, we got a lot going on today. You know, at 9:15 a.m., 15 minutes before the market opens, we have Philadelphia Fed Bank President Patrick Harker. He's going to be giving a speech. And then at 2 p.m., Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will be doing an interview, and he's going to be taking the questions and answers on the economy. So that's going to be a key time. You could see a change in market direction at 2 o'clock when Jerome Powell starts to speak. You know, and then at 2:30, you have the big hawk, Loretta Mester, who's the president of the Cleveland Fed. She's going to be giving a speech at 2:30. So, you know, you put those any negative comments from Powell along with what's going to be perceived negative commentary from Loretta Mester, and that could be, a reason for a mini sell-off this afternoon. And then at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be hearing from Chicago Fed Bank President Charles Evans. And that's what I have for you in terms of economic news this morning, Emily.
Bill, and that is a lot to watch. All those economic reports, all of that Fed speak, and you did mention all those earnings in your rundown earlier when we talked about earnings action. We have to watch all those things as investors, and we have to watch all the other market moving headlines that are constantly coming out. And how does a single person sift through all of that data, watch all of that to make smart, informed trades on the day? Well, Newswear does just that for investors. Using Newswear alerts, we can break down all this information so we can digest it quickly and use that information to make smart trades. Bill, you've gotten all your newswear alerts broken down for us. So give us a look at what else could be possibly moving the markets today.
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is true. I mean, you can't watch every news channel, and the news channels are actually behind the market anyways. You can't read every news story, you know, that comes in. I mean, there's just too many of them these days. You need to be able to filter them into, you know, specific sectors and events that are likely to move the market. By doing that, you're lessening the, you're diminishing the quality or the quantity of the news stories incoming. And that gives you that ability to really focus on the hot market moving stories of the day. I do it every day, and it's key for me. I'm looking at my FANG sector this morning. I'm seeing all the FANG stocks, trading higher this morning. That's a positive, up 1.5 to, 1.8%. I look at the news behind it. I see, Third Point, big hedge fund, Dan Loeb manages it. He's lowering his stakes in Amazon, and he got out of his Google position. That's kind of interesting. I also see on Google that Russia is not planning to block YouTube, according to their digital development minister. I mean, yeah, you already lost Netflix. You lose YouTube, that's going to be a real problem for them, but they might not have a choice. We're going over to Tesla for a second. We're talking about electric vehicles because Tesla has stopped taking orders for its upcoming Cybertruck, their Cybertruck pickup truck outside of the U.S. You can get in the U.S. and Mexico, anywhere else, they're not taking orders. So that's what I see happen in the FANG stocks. In the Dow 30, Microsoft, they're integrating Nextdoor's neighborhood-generated content into its API. Nextdoor's ticker symbol is KIND. Salesforce, that's ticker CRM. Charlie, Richard, Mary, they're introducing Tableau Cloud to bring advanced analytics and automation insights to its users. And Intel. Intel's shareholders rejected compensation packages for their top executives, including a payout of as much as $178 million to the chief executive. In terms of merger news, we got to start off with Twitter. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Musk is warning that his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter is at risk unless Twitter provides proof that the spam accounts or the fake accounts are really below 5%. Twitter puts it in a filing. They put it in an SEC filing that, these bot accounts are 5% or less. If, they're going to stick to that tune. And if they stick to that tune, Musk is going to walk away. Think about it. If Musk walks away, he has to pay $1 billion breakup fee for breaking the merger deal. Twitter was never really high on this deal to begin with. Now, if the CEO comes out and he said, oh, yes, it turns out that bot accounts actually account for 9% of our users. Well, then he lied on his SEC statement. Now, that could cause him to go to jail. You can't lie in those documents. Now, if you're the CEO of Twitter, do you even want to look into this to prove to Musk that, prove to him without a beyond of a doubt what your bot accounts make up? Because if they turn out to be greater than 5%, you're risking jail time. Or you sit back and do nothing and you collect a $1 billion fee. So I think this deal has to go through, and I wouldn't be surprised if Musk's still continues to pay the $1 billion breakup fee to get away from it. But it's going to be in the news for next few months probably. Other merger news that's going on out there is KKR. They agreed to buy London listed power generation company Contour Global for £1.7 billion pounds. Enjoy Technologies, that's ticker ENJY, Elvis, Nancy, John, Yellow. They're initiating a strategic review of alternatives. And Kern, K-E-R-N, Kilo, Edward, Richard, Nancy. This is Akerna. They're evaluating strategic alternatives. And the CFO just announced that he's leaving. That's not positive. In terms of guidance news, Rocket Lab, that's ticker RKLB. They see second Q revenue coming in between $51 million and $54 million, where the consensus estimate is $59 million. Take-Two Interactive, that's ticker TTWO, they see 2023 net bookings $3.75 billion to $3.85 billion. Street estimate $4.01 billion. I see that Take-Two's up 5% this morning. I just don't think they're going to be able to hold it. I think they sell off a little bit when the market opens. Walmart, ticker WMT, they cut their second quarter EPS view to flat to up slightly from the previous guidance of low to single digits. Home Depot, they upped their full year 2022 EPS view to mid to single digits from low single digits. And United Airlines, ticker UAL, they raised their revenue estimates for the current quarter despite trimming capacity and underscoring a real boom in the travel industry right now. Let's talk about some shareholders news. There's a bunch of going on today. PKG, that's Packaging Corp of America. Paul Kilo Grace, they're having their annual shareholders meeting today at 9 a.m. JP Morgan is having their shareholders meeting today at 10 a.m. Amgen's having a shareholders meeting at 2 p.m. And Charles Schwab is having one at 2:30. There's other stocks, too, having the shareholders meeting today. In terms of buyback news, Zebra Technologies, that's ticker ZBRA, Zebra Boy Richard Apple, their board just authorized a $1 billion stock buyback. So that's positive news for Zebra Technologies this morning, Emily. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Okay, we've made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
Going with ticker ADI, Apple David India, that's Analog Devices. Earnings are out tomorrow morning. You know, let's get to some of the facts behind it. You look at ADI, their earnings estimate is $2.12, and the expected move here is 4.83%. You look at that semiconductor segment, and it's cautious. I mean, the brokers out there have been lowering price targets. My feeling is they're lowering price targets because of the recent sell-off in tech stocks, but they're not lowering their ratings. Their ratings still are staying the same. And everyone really does have these buy recommendations on ADI. So that's a positive. I look at some of the other factors. You know, let's take a look at what the CEO said last quarter in their earnings statement. He said ADI delivered its fourth consecutive quarter of record revenue with momentum across all ends of markets and geographies. He went on to say, with higher bookings and a backlog, as well as additional capacity investments, I am confident we will sustain this level of performance throughout 2022. Wow. He gives you a lot of positive feeling there. You know, let's take a look at the options, segment. The volumes are the volumes look good on the call side. I'm guessing, 3-1, 2-1. I mean, yeah, you do see much more call activity than put activity happening. That is a positive. And that's for the options that expire this week. The key is really your entry price here. I do think that we're going to see some nice movement in here. You know, the stock's at 160. I think I should be able to get some under 159. I'm looking to try and get in and with a figure that says 158 in front of it. So I'm going to try and wait for that entry price to hit before taking a move. And I have all day to do it. So that's really my key. Is my entry point is under 159. And I think that we're going to see a nice little pop tomorrow morning after ADI releases their earnings, Emily.
All right. ADI, it is a sort of an earnings play today, but also coupled with all that other data you just gave us, the options, CEO comments, the buy ratings, and you're able to find all of that and put it together using those Newswear alerts. And we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. We won't sign off before doing that. But speaking of Newswear alerts, let's first take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Let's just talk about Caterpillar. They're having their Investors Day today, and they're coming out with a lot of comments. You look at the stock on Caterpillar this morning, and it's up 2.32%. They're reaffirming their adjusted operating margin targets while investing in technology. Caterpillar's expecting higher long-term sales growth as energy transition expands. you know, they, what else do they have here? There's a lot of stories here. Caterpillar board approved new authorization to purchase up to $15 billion of common stock. Yeah, a lot of good stories going on Caterpillar this morning. Cat, C-A-T. Goldman Sachs, they're following, you know, some of these tech firms and allowing more of their managing directors and partners to take time off. They're offering them unlimited time off, you know, effective June 1, I think it was. You know, the fact is that one bad apple can screw this up, though. Elon Musk might sell some SpaceX stocks at a 25% bump in valuation. Here's one on Chevron, ticker CVX. Low-cost tieback expects to add up to 75,000 barrels per day of oil production. Disney limiting commercials on new ad-supported Disney Plus service. Shift 4, that's ticker FOUR. They Shift 4 payments selected by Wells Fargo Center as official payment processor. MDT, that's Medtronic. They announced data on Simplicity blood pressure procedure. Dan Loeb, third point. Exits positions in Disney. Here's Walmart. Apparently, they came out and said they're pleased with the momentum the company has seen so far in Q2. That's taken from the conference call. Teva announces new findings for its Pro-Air inhalation powder. Now, I saw, I think it was JP Morgan just increased their rating on it for Teva. So that's really interesting because Teva's really been in the dumps for a couple of years now. United Airline gains on strong demand despite rising fuel costs. Saudi Arabia is said to weigh the IPO of trading unit amid oil boom. Ticker ESS, Edward Sam Sam. This is Essex Properties. They just got upgraded from sell to buy at by Goldman. It hit my double upgrade alert. Twitter stock is falling towards its longest losing streak in 7 months. Emily, that's all I'm really seeing. There's the, you know, this morning, the last 15 minutes.
Before we go, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Disney. Bill, yesterday you were feeling good about the streaming sector when you made that pick. What was interesting to me is after you made that comment about your, you know, feeling good about the streaming sector, yesterday major streaming services, Netflix and Disney, said they plan to launch ad-supported versions of their popular streaming video services. This morning, the Walt Disney Company announced plans to limit those ads, so limit itself to 4 minutes of commercial per hour of programming on its new advertising supported version of Disney Plus, and also said that no advertising will be shown to all preschoolers who are using their own profile to watch the service. They also went on to say that they will never collect data on individual kids to target them. I just thought that was interesting after you had made that comment about the streaming sector. It was a little bit of a bumpy day yesterday, but Bill, I know you had a specific price target in mind for Disney. So how did your call end up working out?
You know, it worked out. I mean, you know, I knew that Disney has the ability to fall down to 105. There's a lot of support at 106, you know, but that stock opened up yesterday at 107.46. Now, at the end of my call yesterday, I said 106 is the entry point. Now, if you watch the stock, you know, by 10 o'clock, it hit that 106 entry point. And that was the opportunity right there, because it turned and it ran up to 107.30, you know, giving you that 1% goal in 20 minutes. Now, during the call yesterday, I kind of mentioned 105, 106, because I know that it had costs on it. Later in the day, it sold off. It sold off and hit that 105 area. I had an order in. Market was moving too fast. I had to adjust it and pay up for it. But it was okay because then the stock ran up to 106.70 and I was like, oh, great. I made another nice little gain on it and I could walk away happy. It couldn't hold, went back to the 104, but you look at it this morning, it's back at the 106.70 level. So yeah, you know, no matter how you look at it, you know, that entry point of 106 yesterday was the key that delivered the 1% opportunity. And that's really what you have to be focused on. Can you make at least 1%? Don't get caught up in trying to, you know, have a certain price target in mind. You got to get out when the gains are there and you got to buy in when the weakness, you know, during those selling periods of selling pressure, because that's when the opportunities are really opening up for themselves. But yeah, so I was happy with the Disney call yesterday, Emily.
there was a couple opportunities there to get it, like you said, at a discount, and then take that 1% gain. Like you always tell us, take it when you see it. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's ADI analog devices pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.